This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a new survey from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The agency finds that last year, 4.5% of U.S. households were unbanked. That is, they didn't have a checking or savings account with a bank. That amounts to nearly 6 million households. But the news is that is the lowest proportion since the survey began in 2009. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains why.
Part of the reason more households are opening bank accounts is because of pandemic-related government stimulus, says Jonathan Mintz, CEO of the Cities for Financial Empowerment Fund.
The government did a really great job of saying to people who didn't have a bank account, listen, we can get you your money much faster and much more safely if you open up a safe account.
And Mintz says people responded. According to the FDIC, a third of households that opened an account within 15 months of the survey said getting a government benefit payment contributed to their decision. But whether people will hold on to their new accounts is an open question, says Lisa Servan at the University of Pennsylvania.
The two primary reasons that people said they didn't have a bank account were, first, that they didn't have the minimum balance, and second, that they don't trust banks.
Lower-income households can't always afford to maintain the minimum balance required to avoid fees, Servan said, and those fees aren't going away. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.